frankly, I know you're going to say it's a terrible thing to say, but it couldn't have happened. It didn't happen. And she would not have been the chosen one. She would not have been the chosen one.
Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anditas. Let's get to it. It's Monday, September 9th, 2024. Welcome to day 1329. The sentencing for Donald Trump's criminal conviction related to orchestrating an illegal conspiracy to influence the 2020 election will be delayed until after Election Day. The sentencing, which was set for September 18th, will instead take place on November 26th, this according to a ruling from Judge Juan Merchan, meaning voters will cast ballots without knowing whether Trump could face jail time for his conviction on 34 counts of falsifying business records. The judge, citing the unique time frame this matter currently finds itself in, said he decided to delay Trump's sentencing from the 18th to November 26th to avoid any appearance, however unwarranted, that the proceeding has been affected by or seeks to affect the approaching presidential election. The judge also said that he'd rule on Trump's request to overturn the verdict on presidential immunity grounds by November 12th. Meanwhile, Trump, baselessly suggesting without evidence that the 2024 election could be stolen from him, threatened to jail his political enemies at a level never before seen in our country. He said his lawyers and other allies would be watching polling stations for alleged cheating, and that those involved in unscrupulous behavior will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law, which will include long-term prison sentences so that this depravity of justice does not happen again. Despite recently admitting that he had lost the 2020 election, Trump claimed that rampant cheating and skullduggery by Democrats had affected the outcome of the election. Biden, in fact, defeated Trump by more than 7 million votes. Moving on, J.D. Vance called school shootings a fact of life and argued that schools need to do more to harden their security.
Now look, the Kamala Harris answer to this is to take law-abiding American citizens' guns away from them. That is what Kamala Harris wants to do. She says, look, I don't like this. I don't like to admit this. I don't like that this is a fact of life. But if you are a psycho and you want to make headlines, you realize that our schools are soft targets. And we have got to bolster security at our schools so that a person who walks through the front door... We've got to bolster security so that if a psycho wants to walk through the front door and kill a bunch of children, they're not able to. And again, as a parent, do I want my kids' school to have additional security? No, of course I don't. I don't want my kids to go to school in a place where they feel like you've got to have additional security, but that is increasingly the reality that we live in.
Vance made the comments following the school shooting in Georgia that left 4 people dead. Harris criticized Vance's remarks, saying school shootings are not just a fact of life. It doesn't have to be this way. We can take action to protect our children, and we will. The Democratic National Committee also responded, saying, let's be clear, no matter what Donald Trump and J.D. Vance say, tragedies like this do not need to be a fact of life, and we don't just have to get over it when Americans, including young children, are violently murdered. Donald Trump, meanwhile, held a press conference to attack 3 women who claimed that he sexually abused them after he attended a federal appeals court hearing related to the $5 million verdict against him for sexually abusing and defaming E. Jean Carroll. After repeating his false claims about Carroll, for which he was found liable for defamation, Trump began discussing 2 women who were witnesses in the trial, Jessica Leeds, who accused Trump of groping her on an airplane, and Natasha Stoyanov, who claimed she was physically attacked by Trump at Mar-a-Lago in December 2005.
There were 2 witnesses. One is a woman who's followed me for years. She said in 1979, I was in an airplane with her, commercial flight, and we became very intimate. I just sat down. I think I had the book, The Art of the Deal. I was famous then, too. I've been famous for a long time. And we're sitting in first class, according to her. Never happened, by the way. Totally made up story. She's a Clinton person, too, by the way. Big Clinton person. She made up the story. And so many years ago, and I think it would be 1979, one of my many people behind me could correct it, but I think she said 1979, that's a long time ago. And I sat down. I believe I had some pretty big success then, and I was being talked about a lot. Maybe The Art of the Deal was out, you know, sometime after that, I'm not sure. But I was well known. And passengers are coming into the plane. And she said, I was making out with her. And then, after 15 minutes, and then she changed her story a couple of times, maybe it was quicker, that I grabbed her at a certain part, and that was when she had enough. Now, so think of how the impracticality of this. I'm famous. I'm in a plane. People are coming into the plane. And I'm looking at a woman, and I grab her, and I start kissing her and making out with her. What are the chances of that happening? What are the chances? And frankly, I know you're going to say it's a terrible thing to say, but it couldn't have happened. It didn't happen. And she would not have been the chosen one. She would not have been the chosen one.
As part of his extended stream of consciousness rant, Trump claimed that an old photo of him and Carol together could have been AI-generated, reminisced about how he was a celebrity for a long time, brought up impeachment hoax number one, impeachment hoax number two, and then insulted his lawyers, saying, I'm disappointed in my legal talent, I'll be honest with you, while standing right in front of them, and complained that they didn't bring up such a famous dress that was Monica Lewinsky part two. The event ended after 49 minutes of rambling, with Trump taking no questions. And finally, Dick Cheney, the former vice president and architect of the Iraq War, said that he would be voting for Kamala Harris because there has never been an individual who is a greater threat to our republic than Donald Trump. Cheney added, he tried to steal the last election using lies and violence to keep himself in power after the voters had rejected him. He can never be trusted with power again. As citizens, we each have a duty to put country above partisanship to defend our Constitution. That is why I will be casting my vote for Vice President Kamala Harris. George W. Bush, meanwhile, does not plan to endorse a candidate for president. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Andides.